Off the ball rugby.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to work with Andy Farrell. I think it would be amazing. I like everything that he stands for. I like his drive. I'd like to see him up close.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
I am delighted to be joined by Mikey Bambrick of Carlow, the second most chased Leinster player today here. I think Sean Rafferty has taken the mantle from me and Carlow after the weekend. That was a bit of a mad week last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, it's a tough week, I suppose, for a lot of lads. But I think we've kind of come out a bit better from it now. I think all the players there have kind of really refocused to get ourselves right now for next week. I think when something like that does happen, it does bring that extra element of, you know, we really have to focus down here now and get ready for the first round of the National Championship.
Yeah, let's just recap briefly, right? So, Carlow have a league campaign that on paper, it goes okay. You end up, I think, fourth in the table, a couple of wins, a couple of defeats, down in Division 4, a little bit off Broadway, so maybe people aren't fully keeping on top of what's happening. But in around February, word came out that a number of the players had left the panel. I know you were carrying quite a big panel in Shane Curran's first year, and one of the selectors stepped away as well. And it all came to a head last week when a statement came out during the 20s game that the management team of Shane Curran and his colleagues had left 10 days out from Championship. That's a fair summation so far?
Yeah, look, I suppose it's something that's been building for a while.
The players felt compelled to react, though, when Curran released a statement that a couple of players didn't come home from London. Do you want to just tell us about what happened from when the management left to when you released your own statement?
Yeah, look, I suppose as players, we did just think it was a bit unfair, kind of a few of the comps and statements that were coming out. And look, I don't think any of us wanted to get involved in the limelight or anything like that. All we wanted to do was get our opinions and kind of the factual stuff out there. And it was more so just for the people in Carlow, because I know myself, like, you're getting a lot of questions as to, you know, what happened, this, that and the other. And like, you just want to set the record straight, so you're not... It was just a thing that we didn't want to be explaining ourselves to everyone around the place. It's as simple as that. We just wanted to get what actually happened out there.
Yeah, because it felt like it was going to be important to hear from you, given that two former managers had kind of alluded to there being a lot of drama and issues with the squad. And I suppose you came out in a fairly concise and clear manner that you didn't felt like it was like that at all.
Yeah, and look, we didn't want to make this anything about Shane or like about previous management or anything like that. Like, we just wanted to make it about the players. Like, I feel like when you hear stuff like that being said about you, like, it's obviously not great things to be said about you. And like, I suppose talking to lads in the dressing room, like, it's not the case at all. Like, we've really enjoying getting back training there now. I don't think there's too much more to be said on it. Like, I think we're in a good place at the minute. And moving forward now into the Leinster Championship and further on, I hope we can stay going strong, yeah.
You can kind of tell when you're in the dressing room if things are clicking or things are not. Clearly, they weren't for you. Now that you were able to move on, you've got Meath to focus on. They have their own problems, we know, this weekend with management team, some of their coaching team leaving. How have you been able to react to training since? What's been the difference?
Yeah, look, I think there's a lot of frustrations being built up there in the last few weeks. And I think it was honestly nearly like a release kind of when all this stuff came out. And I think the statement we made ourselves, like, seeing the support we're getting from people inside the county and stuff like that, like, it's great to see. And you kind of do remember, like, who you're actually doing this for. It's more than just yourself. I think it really has just refocused us getting ready for Leinster Championship here.
Yeah, you made your debut at Carlow in the Turlough O'Brien era, am I right? So you're six, seven years playing at Carlow, senior footballer?
In and around that, yeah.
Yeah, some highs and some lows over that time. What's it like being a Carlow footballer?
Yeah, look, it's like anything. Like, when you're dedicating so much time to it, you have your highs and you have your lows. Sometimes it can be tough getting up and going to training, but then other times, like, you're buzzing to get out and start playing again. It's always easier when you're winning. It's kind of where we want to get to, where a stage where, you know, you're constantly winning, you're constantly competing across all levels and moving up through the ranks. Anyone who's played knows what it's like. The time and effort goes into it, same as anywhere else. And we just want to start, you know, doing it for ourselves and doing it for the people of Carlow, because at the end of the day, like, that's what it's for.
For sure. And some of the lads I'm chatting to today, any of the squads that are, you know, down in the lower tiers and maybe competing at the Thatching Cup level, you're always expecting a bit of turnover, right? You're always expecting quality of the likes of Jordan Morrissey. He may not be there for 10 years in a row, you know, and he's away travelling at the minute. You lost the legendary Dara Foley to retirement in the winter. No sign of a comeback or a player manager role for Foley, is there?
There's no comment yet on that anyway.
Okay. And in terms of, like, actually just dealing with that, like, you know, you've been consistently with the squad, Mikey, over the last couple of years. Like, when you're trying to deal with that now over the next few weeks, does it kind of rejuvenate you maybe this scenario that's happened with the management team leaving, and now you have to batten down and provide a response.
Yeah, look, I think 100%, like, when something like that happens, it drives a reaction from a lot of players. And, like, training there the last few nights, like, it's been great. Like, you look forward to going down and, you know, seeing what we'll be able to do. Like, it's something that I'm looking forward to the next few months, yeah.
Who's running the train?
Local Carlin man.
No, you're not going to give us a line, are you?
No. Look, there's loads of people that, like, reached out to and said in, step in and give us a hand. And, like, it's really when you reach out to these guys, like, they don't want any limelight or anything like that, but it's just a delight to come in and help the lads, because, like, they've been there before themselves, and, like, they know what it's all about and what they need to do to help out.
Brilliant. Well, you're setting us up to keep an eye on who's going to be on the sideline in Navan this weekend. Very best luck in that game, right? It's a big deal, and there's been a bit of carnage in Manas over the last couple of weeks. Well done for turning up today. Can't be easy to face the press when, you know, everyone else is looking for you. So, Mikey, well done, and best luck this week against Meath.
Thanks very much, Tommy.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.